This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama's prisons are severely overcrowded and understaffed. In recent years, there's been what some have called a suicide epidemic among inmates. As the State Department of Corrections grapples with a federal lawsuit over mental health care, officials say they have a plan. They want to build three big regional prisons for men. Not everyone agrees that's the best solution. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Kilby Correctional Facility looks like a group of warehouse-style buildings surrounded by a tall barbed wire fence. It's located just outside of Montgomery. Inside, inmates have just finished lunch. The hallways are loud and echoey. Warden Leon Bowling leads the way to the mental health crisis area. He says this area is for prisoners at risk of suicide.
On the floor, everything's supposed to be trying to be free from person being able to do something to harm themselves.
Inmates in these mental health crisis units often stay in their cells alone all day, and they're constantly monitored, according to prison officials. But some say that's not enough. Suicide is a problem in Alabama's prisons. A federal judge in 2017 said mental health care in state prisons was horrendously inadequate. The Department of Corrections is under court order to hire more staff and improve treatment. But this is a challenge, according to Jeff Dunn. He's the commissioner of the DOC.
Mental health professionals in general across the state and across the country are hard to come by. And asking folks to come and work in the prison environment makes it even more difficult. And let's be frank, the prison system is not the ideal environment to seek mental health treatment.
It's not just mental health care workers. Dunn says it's difficult to get anyone to work in state prisons. The system is way understaffed and overcrowded. It's one of the most violent prison systems in the country. Dunn says the buildings are old and falling apart. Recently, Commissioner Dunn, along with Governor Kay Ivey, announced a plan to address several of these issues.
We've got to get a better place, get to a better place in the infrastructure if we ever have hope of changing this system and reforming it the way we want to reform it.
They want to close about a dozen male prisons and replace them with three regional prisons, bigger buildings that would house more inmates. One would specifically be for prisoners with severe mental health needs. The idea is to streamline services in one location. But not everyone agrees consolidating prisons is the answer. Maria Morris is a lawyer with the Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the plaintiffs in an ongoing federal lawsuit with the DOC about mental health care.
The prison buildings are atrocious. I don't disagree. But they need to be thinking through what has to be the priority.
Morris says issues like suicide and violence in state prisons are the result of bad management and understaffing, something new buildings won't fix. She also says bigger prisons can be harder to manage. David Wise agrees. He was a warden and spent 28 years working for the DOC. He says staffers at prisons that would close under the new plan might not move to where the regional prisons are. Wise says the focus should be on keeping employees.
That would be my goal, is to get good people. You can have all these pretty buildings, all these pretty cameras, all you want. It's not going to solve the part of human interaction. Prison takes human interaction to keep control.
Commissioner Dunn says they haven't yet decided where the new prisons will be built, but they want it to be most convenient for employees. Dunn recently requested an extra $31 million in the state budget to increase salaries and hire 500 more correctional officers. He says new buildings can help attract candidates, including mental health care professionals.
We believe that addressing the infrastructure piece also will help with staff morale, will help with staff effectiveness, will create a better working environment.
This plan is estimated to cost around $900 million, but the DOC says it will pay for itself. Unlike previous plans, this one might not require legislative approval if the state decides to lease the new facilities from a contractor. Officials say that'll be determined later this year after they review proposals. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.